Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And we've got a showbiz lawsuit to report this morning. Dean?
We have nothing but lawsuits to report to.
Always.
There's always a little something going on. This one has to do with the very popular television show Elementary that was just nominated for seven Emmy Awards.
Oh, Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. Mm-hmm. And its creator, who is Quinta Brunson, they are being sued by a writer, actress, performer named Christine Davis, who says that the whole show, the whole concept, the whole everything was ripped off from a show that she submitted to ABC called This School Year, that follows a very similar premise and very similar setting. The person who's doing the suing says that Abbott Elementary looks and feels just like the one from her script. I guess it's all going to be resolved in a court, but I guess this comes with success for a show, rating success, and now all these Emmy nominations. Why not throw a lawsuit into the mix also?
It also seems like we have a report of a showbiz baby every day now.
Yes, we do. And that's, I guess, good news for Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. They welcomed their second child. It's a little baby girl. And they didn't really release too much more information except that mother and child are all doing well. So congrats to them.
I have not been on a Peloton, but I've talked to people who have. And some of the men I speak with enjoy some of the female trainers that they see on the screen. But now there's something... something new that is a bit controversial. Talk about this naked workout.
Well, this is today. I don't know if you know this or not, but today is National Nude Day. I don't know how you celebrate that exactly. I'm not sure I want to know how you celebrate that exactly. But the way that Peloton is celebrating it is by releasing a video in which actor Christopher Maloney appears completely nude, working out with his Peloton equipment. Christopher Maloney from Law and Order, he said that some people think the way I work out is strange, but for him, it's fantastic. He says this is how he does his workout all the time. Now, I think this this Peloton thing, not that I'm not an expert in all things physical fitness, but the Peloton is something that you buy for your home, right?
So yeah, well, Dave has one, right?
Oh, I have one. Steve's got one,
and
too.
Steve, too. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. Do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
I love it.
Love
you
it. I can't imagine working out naked on
it. No,
Yeah, well, it seems icky to me. You know, not enough. You know, they always tell you when you go to the gym, make sure you wipe down the equipment when you're done. There's not enough sanitizer in the world for the kind of sweating that I would be doing if this would be happening. But there is, if you want to see it, it's of course it's on YouTube. It's Christopher Maloney. He's appropriately blurred out, but he is 61 years old. He's in fantastic shape, lifting and stretching and crunching, and a lot of bending. There's a lot of bending over that goes on.
Was that, was that a female whistle?
I'm not sure. I don't know who was whistling, but whoever it is must have watched the video because he's a very handsome man. So anyway, that's if you're interested in that, I'm sure you could spend hours watching it. You know, it's a rainy morning. Mm-hmm. Turn on your nude video, your nude Peloton videos to watch.
Mm-hmm. What, Dave?
It's on YouTube? Because the Peloton, normally it's like shows up on the bike. I would think that would be weird if it just, like, when you're going through the classes.
Well, I think like
Steve, back
out.
Me up on
it. Looks like it's all blurred out. I'm watching it right now.
It's definitely blurred. But I mean, this. I don't think this is like a Peloton video that you would watch. You know, to that you watch while you work out. This is more like a commercial.
Gotcha.
For the wow, and we've given them about $1 million worth of free advertising.
And I've got a ways to go. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's in shape, huh?
Yeah. He's in good shape.
More entertainment news, if you can call it that, from Dean Richards coming up after a break. Lots going on around here this weekend. What's on your list, Dean?
Well, let's start off with some new movies that you may want to take in for the family. There is the animated film Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank. This is kind of an interesting premise on this whole thing. It's kind of an animated spoof of the 1974 classic Blazing Saddles, the Mel Brooks comedy that dealt with racism, really. A black sheriff in a white Western town didn't especially want him here. This animated story is about dogs and cats trying to get along, with a little bit of Kung Fu Panda vibe mixed into the whole formula here. Michael Cera, Ricky Gervais, Samuel L. Jackson, George Takei, and many others providing all the voices with this. Now, you know, if you look at this and try to compare it to Blazing Saddles, it doesn't. It's nothing compared to what I think is one of the funniest movies that's ever been made of all time. But if you forget about the comparison, oh, and Mel Brooks, by the way, has a voice part in this too, just to complete the Blazing Saddles comparison. If you don't sit there and compare it to Blazing Saddles frame by frame, what you've got is a harmless enough little movie that the little ones are going to enjoy. It's not going to annoy the adults who also will have to watch it. I gave it a Dean's List C. Some other new movies this weekend include one that's called Where the Crawdads Sing, about a young girl, kind of a loner, being put on trial for murder in the bayou of North Carolina. Sort of a sleepy southern mystery, a little bit romantic, that ultimately talks about the resilience of women. This is a nicely made and good-looking movie. Gave it a Dean's List B+. And also one that stars Oscar winner Leslie Manville that's called Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. She is a London house cleaner who is just the eternal optimist, always thinks and looks for something good that is going to happen. After a series of bad luck in her own life, she decides to splurge, go to Paris, and buy a designer dress to treat herself for something good for a change. It's a feel-good movie, and I think we can't have enough movies like that right now. Gave that one a Dean's List B+. And also a documentary, I think, that is worth taking a look at, a really inspiring story. That's called Gabby Gifford Won't Back Down. It's the story of former Congresswoman Gabby Gifford, who, of course, was shot, left very disabled. This movie is about her coming back, you know, everything that she went through to go through rehabilitation. Gabby Gifford Won't Back Down is also in theaters. So if that's not enough for you this weekend, we also have a ton of concerts, including Rod Stewart at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park tomorrow with special guest Cheap Trick. That's a nice lineup.
Yeah, great show.
We've also got Sunday out in Tinley Park, the Black Keys performing, Northerly Island, 5 Seconds of Summer is performing. For the kids, there is the singer Lori Berkner. She's going to be at Ravinia on Saturday night. That's like a nice family kids kind of pop rock show. If you wanted a little funkier than that, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic bringing their One Nation Under Groove show to Aurora's Piazza. That is on Saturday. We've got John Mulaney, comedian John Mulaney. He sold out the United Center last night.
Wow.
This blows me away. A stand-up comedian selling out a venue like the United Center. He's also going to be there tonight and also tomorrow. He is absolutely hilarious. Comedian Lavelle Crawford is at the Improv in Schaumburg. If you're looking for some theater right now, we've got a lot actually going on for summer. But this world premiere preview of The Devil Wears Prada just opened at the Nederlander Theater. They're going to, you know, kind of tweak it and work out the bugs and things like that between now and August 21st here in Chicago. And then sometime this fall, it'll open in New York. But you'll definitely be among the very first to see it if you go to check that out. Outdoor festivals this weekend include the Pitchfork Music Festival, the National headlining tonight, the Linda Lindas, the Roots are on Sunday. We've got the big Moss Flow Fest Reggaeton Festival going on at Calumet Park Beach through Sunday. The Heat Wave Music Fest, the biggest names in electronic dance music at Douglas Park over the weekend. And, Bob, two of my favorite festivals of the year, both involving food, include the 15th annual Roscoe Burger Fest, where they have just dozens and dozens of burger restaurants, each more delicious than the next, just serving up burgers all weekend, along with music and arts and crafts and all that. It's kind of centered at Belmont and Damon. And if you like Greek food, I always talk about these Greek fests, Greek music and food fests that are going on. One of the best in the Chicago area is this weekend at the St. Hieronymus Church. That's at 7373 Caldwell in Niles. Amazing, amazing, amazing food, but lots of fun and carnival games for the kids and, you know, all that. I like to go to the flaming cheese display. That's yeah. always my favorite.
Well, maybe a good thing that it's wet out there. Have a good weekend.
See you Sunday.